Pizza Girl Part 3 by Diana the Valkyrie. I used to love pizza. Tomato, cheese, and pretty much anything else. Mushrooms, capers, anchovies, olives, pepperoni, ham, bacon, whatever took my fancy. But after a year as a pizza delivery girl, love died. And I know why. If the pizza is cold by the time you find the house that is cunningly hidden on the wrong part of the road, then the mark isn't going to accept it. So what do you do with a cold pizza that you can't sell? You eat it. Cold pizza. And that's how I fell out of love with pizza. So how does pizza get cold? It's in a cardboard box, which is quite insulating, and I put it in an insulated container, and then in my pannier bags. But even with all that insulation, when the mark doesn't leave his porch light on, when all along the road the house numbers are hidden and I can't find the god-dratted house, of course it gets cold. And after the delivery, when it eventually happens, even if I've been stiffed on the tip, I have cash, even if it's only a few dollars. But it turns out that some lowlives are so desperate for their next Coke fix, they'll attack a lonely pizza girl on her pizza bike. Today I was attacked again. The guy wanted the money I was carrying. He was waving a knife around, but it was a dinner knife and he looked really stupid with it. Okay, I said, my life isn't worth the cash I'm carrying, it's on the bicycle, I'll just get it. But also on the bicycle was my hockey stick, and that's a yard long. I unclipped it and swung at his head, as one does. He ducked, of course, but I caught him a good one on the shoulder. He yelled, bitch, and came at me with the knife. But I got him on the left ear with the second swipe of my stick, and he staggered. Why a hockey stick, you might be wondering. Because a baseball bat looks like a weapon, but a hockey stick looks like sports equipment. Which it is, and I've had plenty of practice with it.